When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Hello and welcome to Short Stuff, the shortest stuff around. I'm Josh, there's Chuck, there's Jerry over there, and this is Short Stuff, in case you didn't catch it the first time around.
Right. Let's talk about prison food.
Yeah, let's.
So prison food, saying prison food is sort of like a joke, like an airplane meal that someone might use casually as to represent really bad food.
I think prisoners would literally kill for an airplane food meal once in a while. Yeah.
But there are more than 2 million people incarcerated in the United States, and that's a lot of people to feed. And we're not feeding them very well. And there are groups out there that advocates for prisoners who are on the case and have been for a while trying to get better food to prisoners. And this woman, Loretta Raffay, who works for, she's a researcher for Prison Voice Washington. Mm-hmm. She makes a good point. She's saying, listen, we're not saying prisoners don't want filet mignon. They don't want luxury foods. They just want food that's food, real food.
Real food, and that also isn't like nutritionally deficient,
yeah.
You know? And let's get something out of the way. If you're like, well, they're prisoners, who cares if they have tasty food or something like that, or something that's not as high in sodium? Who cares? They're in prison. They're not supposed to be coddled. There's actually a really good answer to that, and that is that if we are taking care of prisoners in a certain way in prison, and again, there's 2 million of them in the United States alone, if they're eating terribly over the course of years, they're also developing the kinds of chronic illnesses that come with eating terribly for years, like heart disease and COPD and just about everything you can think of, diabetes. And then when they get out, they need healthcare, or they need healthcare while they're in there too.
Sure.
And so whether they're on government-assisted healthcare on the outside or prison healthcare on the inside, you, the guy who doesn't care whether they get good food or not on the inside, is paying for that. And a really easy way to get around that is for them to just be served nutritious food to begin with. It's way cheaper than paying for healthcare on the back end.
Yeah, there was a study done in 2012 that reported that 74% of inmates in state and federal prisons and jails are obese, overweight, obese, or morbidly obese. Mm-hmm. And I guess it is easy to say, like, why give them good food? They are in prison. We should give them gross-tasting food. But like you said, it's not – it's one of these things, like, if you think about the big picture, if one of your arguments is – tax dollars, why am I paying for this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be paying for more down the line, so maybe give them some fruits and vegetables every now and then,
yep.
Or on a daily basis even, like human beings.
And, I mean, if you're talking tax dollars and you're paying for their food, like the amount of money that's spent on prisoners, if you look at it overall for the entire nation, I can't find that data, by the way. There's no data that says this is how much the U.S. spends on food for prisoners every year. There's nothing like that. It's more by state,
yeah, sure.
Even by jurisdiction. But I've seen something between $1.20 a day to about $3 a day per prisoner.
Yeah.
The average American eats on about $8.12 a day. So there is a very small amount of money being spent on prisoner food. Which is one problem. But then a second problem that seems to be evolving over the years, or has evolved recently, is there used to be prison kitchens. Like, the food was prepared there in the prison. And so that meant that the prison could kind of cater more toward inmates than they can now, where the food preparation is almost exclusively outsourced to companies like Aramark. Or in Washington, there's one called Corrections Institutions Food, and that's just a food service. So it's prepared off-site, and it's just gotten really, really bad. Like, there's no such thing as fresh food anymore. It's all reheated in like a tray, basically.
All right. Well, let's come back in a minute. We'll talk a little bit more about that and some of the other complications of feeding 2 million incarcerated individuals right after this. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
All right, so it is tough to feed that many people and keep expenses in check. I think anyone will admit you can't just have an open checkbook and just say, spend whatever it takes. There are budgets to keep in mind, and it's complicated when you think about, and this is something I don't think many people think about, but dietary needs, dietary restrictions, based on your own body or religious grounds, whether it's kosher or halal or gluten-free. Like, I never thought about, what if you're gluten or dairy-free and you're in prison? You probably just go hungry a lot or live with consistent intestinal distress.
Which would really suck, you know? Like, I saw a quote, it's like, prison's punishment enough, you know? Like, this doesn't need to be heaped on top of it. Something like persistent intestinal distress, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're certainly not making for more obedient prisoners if someone is always sick.
No, but I did look up. I wondered if there was a reason that that prisons deprived inmates nutritionally to keep them like docile, or if it has the opposite effect. But apparently, one of the big problems, at least in Washington, but I would suspect it's probably nationwide, is a deficiency of protein.
Yeah.
There's just not enough protein. And protein's pretty important. It's one of the big ones that you really need. So there's less protein. The protein that is typically served to prisoners is hyper-processed. There's no fresh vegetables or anything like that. It's all like pre-canned or cooked or frozen or something like that. And it's heavy in salt and sometimes sugar too. Just basically the worst food you could possibly eat, like junk food made from filler.
Yeah, and if you are if you do have dietary restrictions and that have health implications, mm-hmm. like let's say you are gluten-free or have celiac, they will just take whatever has gluten off of your tray. They don't say like, "Well, how would you like this instead?"
Right.
And you just get less food.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. There was, and you talked about how much they're spending. Maricopa County, Arizona, is very famous for Sheriff Joe and all the news he makes. Mm-hmm. And apparently their Thanksgiving meal There's a nonprofit journalism group called the Marshall Project that works on criminal justice issues. They did some investigating and found that the Thanksgiving meal in Maricopa County cost 56 cents per person. It was a cup of carrots, a cup mm-hmm. of mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. and then 5 ounces of turkey soy casserole.
Turkey soil, probably not too far off, yeah, actually.
I agree.
One of the people who are with one of the prison projects said, if you look at a can of organic cat food mm-hmm. and the label of the ingredients and you compare it to a lot of the food that's served in prisons, the organic cat food is preferable to the prison food.
Yeah.
Which is fairly shameful.
But what about the honey buns?
There's the honey buns. I also saw a recent one about a type of potato chip that is apparently so good that prisoners go crazy after they get out of prison because you can't find it outside of prison. It's made specifically for prisons. It's called the Whole Shebangs. And this company has caught on recently that people really want this outside of prison. So now they sell it on their website as well. But it's really expensive on their website. But it's just supposedly the greatest potato chips you can ever have. It's a combination of salt and vinegar and barbecue flavor.
Well, but again, I mean, I made the, if you haven't heard our prisons episode, that's the reference to honey buns. Apparently that's a big, they have a lot of trade value. Mm-hmm. But jokes aside, honey buns and even the greatest potato chips ever, still junk food.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, honey buns and greatest potato chips ever definitely still do qualify as junk food, agreed.
And again, you know, it's, I know this is a divisive topic about how people treat prisoners. There are a lot of people think that they are pampered and aren't, you know, they should all be in hard labor camps eating junk food. But again, if you really look at the big picture and if you're worried about your tax dollars and where they're going, you're spending a lot more on health care by feeding them bad food than just giving them some. And again, they're not asking for filet mignon, but fruits and vegetables, real proteins that isn't just like a heaping of beans.
Yeah, just to put it in real numbers, the Prison Policy Initiative, which is a watchdog group, they did a study and they found that correctional facilities spend about 6 times more on health care than they do on food. And again, if you just raise the quality of food up, it would definitely not be 6 times more, you know?
I do know.
Yeah. You got anything else for this episode of Short Stuff, Chuck?
I got nothing else. I'm just going to go sit down and have some turkey ends.
And turkey soil protein.
Yeah, turkey ends was one of the ingredients in turkey a la king, which I tried to look up what that was, and the only thing I could find that wasn't, you know, the country of turkey ends blank was that it's the ends of a turkey roll.
Which in and of itself doesn't sound like much of a turkey anyway. Although I can tell you a turkey roll is really good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one.
They're super frozen, solid as a brick, mm-hmm. in a foil pan, and you put the whole thing in the oven for like 3 hours. But when it comes out, buddy, woo, salty.
Oh, I bet.
It's tasty, though. You shouldn't eat them very often. As a matter of fact, I should probably not endorse them at all. Well, at any rate, that's the end of this short stuff. Hope it changed your mind about things. Until next time, short stuff out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.